If you have a question, just ask you to raise your hand so I can. Mayor Portline, left.
John, you talked about this at times this year, how when the game has turned against you, how your team has at times become individuals and it fed into it, even made it even worse. How did you guys regroup after that first period tonight and pull this thing back?
The things we talked about after the first period, in general terms, is we're just losing too many battles in the first period of a playoff game. On the wall, I think two goals that they score was due to just not getting it done on the wall. At times we have a chance to block shots. We didn't block shots at key times. Just the grind of the game. We have enough problems as it is in how good the team is, how skilled that team is. We have to be able to grind with them, and we didn't in the first period.
Third row right here, Coach. Bobrovsky. Looked like a Pee Wee hockey player. He's shaky. I know the team made some mistakes too, but looks kind of shaky. But for the last 2 periods, it looked like shot.
In Bob's behalf, it's pretty hard. Your first shot's a breakaway. Breakaway goal. We don't have a chance if he doesn't play the way he played through the second and third. He made some key saves at the end of the second period where they win a couple of face-offs. Who knows what happens there? So people can criticize him. I think everybody, we don't have a chance if he doesn't play the way he plays that last 40.
Talked this morning about how certain moments in these games turn the games one way or another. I mean, are two of those are not plays specifically, but Bob saves early in the second, in that penalty kill, and then Nick's goal. I mean, how much did you get a lift out of those kind of instances?
Yeah. Just go back to Bob. He made not just them, but some key saves at key times for us to keep us close. We get a good stick by Andy. I think they're making a cross-ice pass. We get a good stick by Andy that sends Nick on his way. So to score the first one before they get another one was really important. Get you back in. And then we just tried to play. We have tried to prepare the best way to play this team. We did some good things for a lot of minutes of the game and some struggles through some of it also. But we found a way. Tonight we found a way. And it's funny, Doobie takes an offensive zone penalty 4 minutes, and it kind of turns the game around. That's how crazy this game is. We talked about it this morning as far as how teams can beat other teams, this, that. Just certain plays in a game can change things. And we're fortunate tonight to find a way in a situation where it could have really put us in a hole, and we win.
Jones kind of flubbed the puck off the wall into that first breakaway. How, when that something like that happens to a guy, how happy are you to see him get the big goal there at the end, sort of rewarded?
Yeah, it didn't affect Jonesy. We had some good minutes prior to that. It was early in the game. I thought we were playing well. We get involved physically. Doobie gets involved. And our power play, maybe we're thinking about going up, maybe getting a goal there. It just backfires. So that's where, as we continue in the series, you need to have a short-term memory. The player, the team, the coach needs to have a short-term memory. Just get back out and play, because there are so many ebbs and flows in playoff hockey. And hopefully we gained a little of experience as far as them jamming it to us for probably 7, 8, 9 minutes in that first period, where we were running all over the place. And then we got our traction in the second period and found a way to win a hockey game.
John, David Savard's offensive game has really bubbled up here, really all through this last stretch. Mm-hmm. Was it that kind of history here, recent history, that allowed him to take the confidence, have the confidence to go right down and wait for his opening shoot?
Well, Savvy has offensive instincts. Yeah. We all know that have been around him out in Columbus there. So, yeah, I just think he feels really good about his game. I think the past couple of months, his whole game has improved. I thought there were some major struggles in his game defensively. for a number of weeks there in the middle part of the season. I think him and Nudy played a really good game tonight against some top people. So I just think he feels good about himself. He's not afraid to make a mistake in that play. He's trying to make a play. And, it ends up being a pretty big play.
Dan, how did you guys find your forecheck in the second period? Because it seemed like you tilted the ice. Whether you scored or not, you had to puck for long stretches. What was the difference in making that?
Well, I think that's the way you have to play. I think that's the only way we can play. I thought we started off really well in the first period. Then we lost ourselves. So how do you find it? It's just a little bit of hard work. And we certainly can't be in a position to be trading chances. That's not how we're built. And we need to try to play our game. As we started the season, we just wanted to make sure we just stayed within ourselves and try to play our game. And we got some good sticks to keep forechecks going, which is very important as far as those 50-50s where they could have gotten it out. We had some good sticks in the second period where they had really good sticks in the first period. And it just changes momentum. So who the hell knows? You know, you guys can break it down. This was this, that, the other thing. There are so many little things that go on in the game that determines momentum. And we got some traction in the second period. I thought a key part was at the end of the second period, those two face-offs, that they don't score a goal. They ended up with a couple of really good chances. And it gave us a chance to be close.
John, who deserves some credit for keeping their top three guns off the score sheet tonight?
Well, to keep their top three lines off the score sheet, it has to be a team effort. There's no individual. We don't really have a checking line. We have situational lines that we're trying to go with, and everybody get a whack at them. What's their top line? You can go right through their lineup. And we're trying to play good defense. That's all we're trying to do, and go about our business that way, and hopefully get some turnovers and go forecheck.
Last one here. John, were you kind of surprised the way, whether it was your team speed or passing, the way Tampa Bay's team was sort of sagging closer to Vasilevsky, and it gave you a chance to kind of wheel on the outside, get the shots or passes?
Yeah, I don't know. I got to look at the tape. That game goes either way. They had some really good minutes. We had some good minutes. Went back and forth. And as I said, we take a high sticking penalty in 4 minutes, and it kind of changes the whole complexion. So who knows? So we're just gonna just get ready for our next game. I'll tell you right now, this room smells of BO. my gosh! Before, no, it's not me. It's not me. I walked into it here, and so does that end this thing here? Okay, thank you.